going on. A lot of people are having trouble getting credit scores where they can qualify for a mortgage. And because of this, there are two reasons. One, the bad economy, people who have defaulted on mortgages or defaulted on credit cards, paid late, they have poor credit. Two, people who don't have enough credit to have a credit score. They call them thin credit files. So I'm going to talk a little bit right now about building credit, and this applies to anyone who doesn't have a high enough FICO score.
The guys that called in, they're four guys. They're going to Columbia. They're going to start with an apartment, and I know that they check to see what your credit is. Right. Now, let's say they don't have credit. How do they start to get it, or what do they do?
Okay, so the first thing, if you don't know if you have a good credit score or credit at all, you want to go to MyFICO, MyFICO.com, and buy your credit scores. If you don't have credit, you'll find out when you go to MyFICO.
Well, we'll say you have no credit.
Well, if you don't have a credit score, it means you don't have credit.
Oh.
So if you don't have credit, or even if you have poor credit, if you're young like these four people who are just renting for the first time, the first thing you need to do is get onto somebody's old, really good credit as an authorized user. So if you have a parent who has 10, 20-year-old credit card, and they put you on as an authorized user, in 3 to 6 months, their credit history will go on your credit report. So now you're going to have an account. You're not responsible for that account, but it's going to go on your credit report. Will it create a credit score? No, it's not going to create a credit score. But when you apply for a credit card for the first time, like a secured credit card, which you could apply for and find on credit.com or creditcards.com, these are sites that will list all different kinds of credit cards and which credit cards you'll be approved for if you don't have credit. And the credit cards that you want to apply for are secured. It means that you're going to put up a security deposit.
So in other words, I'm going to give the credit card company $1,000.
Yes, it could be $1,000, $100, $200. Right. And you're allowed to charge usually double of what you put down as a security deposit. After about 3 to 6 months, it goes on your credit. Now you have a credit card that's primary. It means it's in your name only. You're the primary responsible cardholder. Once that card goes on your credit, the second card, the authorized user card, is going to add now to your credit score because now you have a primary account, and when the score tabulates, it's going to pick up the other account, and your score will go up higher. The older your credit, the better your credit score. So once you have the secured credit card and the authorized user card and you check your credit, now let's say you have a 680 credit score. Now you can go to that site, credit.com or creditcards.com, and find out what credit cards you'll be approved for based on this new credit score that you now have after having these two credit cards for about a year. It takes about a year for your credit score to start to get improved when you don't have credit. So then you apply for this other credit card that's not a secured credit card, and you're applying for it based on what level score you have now. So now you have a 680, you go to credit.com, you look at all the choices you have, you decide which card makes most sense for you and has the highest rating. Once you get approved for that card, you keep that card for a year, make sure you use it, and after another year, now you have three credit cards, you should have a pretty good score, and then you could apply for more credit. The other thing you can do is if you have a relationship with your bank where you have a savings and checking account, if you keep a nice amount of money in your savings account, you can use that as collateral to take out a personal loan. So not every bank is going to approve this, but you go to your bank, you talk to your bank, you tell them that you don't have a lot of credit and you want to have a personal loan that goes on your credit report, can you use your savings as collateral? And they'll tell you what they think that's going to be approved.
Right. Now, Tracy, do you find, because I find, you know, everyone knows Douglas Elliman, but Douglas Elliman, you know, besides for doing, you know, a lot of high-end properties, we do all different prices. We have a huge rental department. And a lot of these young kids, we have to have cosigns from their parents.
Yes.
Because they just don't have credit.
Right.
It's not even that it's bad. They just don't have
right.
it.
Right.
So let me ask you this question. If you're a parent or a grandparent and, you know, your kids are in college. Now, I know that my daughter would get credit cards sent to her when she was in high school.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like, so that she would have credit.
Right.
Of course. They didn't need my permission. Although I think she told me later on that she forged my name on some of them. Okay. But in any event, when do you expect, like, what should a parent tell?
Okay.
When should they start credit? When should they start getting credit for their kids?
Children should start to learn about credit at a very young age. And parents can actually give a child an authorized credit card, I would say, you know, any time after age 18, usually. Actually, even before then, they could get an authorized credit card because it's not in their primary name. But the younger you are, the better. Now, if a parent has poor credit, or if somebody has poor credit and they can't build credit, they should call us, North Shore Advisory, and we'll review the credit report. You could get our information from the radio show, and we'll tell you what we think you should do or if there's anything we can do. But credit is something that should be built up as young as possible. So kids should actually read about credit early on. They could read.
You know, they don't teach that in school. I mean, I think they're starting to be aware that they should, and they are now maybe. But I know when we went to school, there's not, you know, there's no programs on just personal financing.
Life.
Credit, it's all locked in.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking, by the way,
I just want to say one thing about what Jan was saying. One of the very important points that Jan made about when you have your child getting a credit card is to review the activity of the card and the responsibility of the child.
Well, if you don't review it, what could happen?
Take
it to the poorhouse.
On a monthly basis. So they're starting to learn how to read the bills and what they're doing and how important it is. This is essential to teaching them about credit and how to be responsible with credit.
Yep.
Yes.